I feel alive, I come alive, I'm alive in God's great dance floor. I feel alive, I come alive. Oh, hello. Sorry, I didn't realise you were there. How you doing? I wonder what this week has got you singing. When nobody else is around, what have you been singing? What's got you dancing? What's the song that's got you through this week? For me, I feel alive, I come alive, I am alive on God's great dance floor is a song that's been going around my head. This week, we've all had more time alone than we used to. This social distancing thing, well, it's rightly kept us away from people. Life feels a bit different, even strange at the moment, doesn't it? We're learning fast how things work in this new reality. If you feel unsettled, unnerved, you're in great company. I think we all do. But so too did those that have gone before us. 2,600 years BC, that's before Christ, those who believed in God, Yahweh, they were forced into isolation, cut off from all that was familiar. They were taken into exile. And there they wondered, how can we sing the Lord's song in a strange land? You can read all about it in Psalm 137. Some even sat down and wept when they remembered how things used to be, when they thought back to their customs and their ways. And yet, despite their sorrow and their obvious anxieties, they found themselves singing and exalting God, not because of how they felt, but because of who God was, is. Maybe you feel like that you're in exile at the moment too, cut off from what was familiar, what seemed normal, how things just are. Later, AD, Anno Domini, that's after Christ, Apostle Paul also found himself in isolation. This time, isolated in a prison cell. A worrying time, full of uncertainty and unknowns. Imagine being in his shoes. How would you feel? But Paul was to look up and out, not down and out. Word had reached him that two people in the church had fallen out with one another. Euodia and Tychicae, two women. Paul says that they were both loyal ministers and co-workers with him in the gospel. Again, you can read about this in Philippians chapter 4. So these two women, Paul says, are co-workers with him. Strange then that the King James Authorised Version translates it, Euodia, as Euodius, changing a female to a male. It's like swapping Stephanie for Stephen. It was as if the King James Authorised translators couldn't quite bring themselves to acknowledge Paul celebrating women in ministry, female ministers. But with this situation, Paul says to them, now is not the time for holding grudges with one another. Let it go, let it go. If you've entered into isolation with a grudge, do the same. Let it go. Don't let it fester. Pick up the phone and talk to whoever. As for Paul's playlist, in verse 4 he says, rejoice in the Lord always. I'll say it again, rejoice. So he says rejoice in the Lord always, not just occasionally, but always. And if we're not quite convinced, he says it again. He repeats himself, rejoice. It's as if Paul also sings, I feel alive, I come alive, I am alive on God's great dance floor. Paul had much to be anxious about. But he says, do not be anxious about anything. That's easy to say, isn't it? It's far harder to do. Sometimes it's so frustrating when somebody says that to us. Don't be anxious. So Paul then shows us how to do this. He goes on, but in every situation, by prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, present your requests to God. In other words, allow God into your anxieties. Use prayer, meditation, thankfulness, worship. Don't be one of those that leave your faith behind at the church front entrance. Our church building is closed. It won't always be, but it is right now. Just as well then our faith is in Christ Jesus, not in bricks and tiles. The advice that Paul is giving is great therapeutic advice. Today, if you prefer, we might call it neuro-linguistic programming, NLP. Rewire the connections in your brain by intentionally, deliberately being thankful, speaking out praise, speaking in tongues if that's your gift. For it is then the peace, the shalom of God. Remember that shalom we talked about last week? The peace, the shalom of God, which transcends all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. It's there in verse 7. And in case we haven't grasped what Paul is saying, he concludes, whatever is true, whatever is noble, whatever is right, whatever is pure, whatever is lovely, whatever is admirable, if anything is excellent or praiseworthy, think about these things. You don't have to be a signed-up follower of Jesus Christ to appreciate the wisdom of what he was saying. It just makes good sense. But knowing Christ is with you, journeying with him, brings a whole deeper experience of peace, of his shalom. It goes beyond calming meditations and positive thinking in the here and now. It brings a deeper assurance that the future, your future, is secure, not just now, but for eternity. Because Jesus, risen Jesus, has defeated the power of sin, disease, and death. And the God of peace, the God of shalom, will be with you. So go on then. Go get social distancing. Go and celebrate. Go and rejoice. Again, I say to you, rejoice in the Lord always.